Clouds are increasing ahead of a spring storm that will bring wintry weather to much of eastern New York and western New England. Like many storms that occur this time of year, elevation really will be the key factor in determining who sees the heaviest amount of snow. It's those in the higher elevations that will see the most snow with this particular storm. The track of the storm will actually be around the New York City area, and that means that those across the far north aren't going to see much from this particular system. So it's not really a Plattsburgh and Burlington storm, but it's areas farther south that will see the greatest impacts, basically from the southern Adirondacks, Greater Capital District, and southern Vermont on south. Those are the areas that will be hit hardest by this storm. So it's areas through the Catskills, the Helderbergs, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, Berkshires, into southern Vermont that will see several inches of heavy, wet snow this evening into the overnight hours, winding down tomorrow morning. It's going to start as a mix of snow and rain, likely rain in the valleys, snow in the mountains. We will largely flip to snow late this evening into the overnight hours. And even though the heaviest snow will occur in the mountains, there are going to be times that the snow is moderate to heavy in and around the capital region and in the other valley locations. And when the snow is heavy, it is going to accumulate, and it's very likely to stick to the roads as well. So for those who are essential workers who must travel tonight, be alert that slippery travel conditions are likely through much of the area. Farther south, say from the mid-Hudson Valley south to the lower Hudson Valley, it's going to be largely rain with some wet snow mixed in. So in terms of accumulation, again, in the valleys, a slushy inch or two in areas that see snow, but we're likely to see several inches of heavy wet snow in the named mountain areas. And it's those areas that have the concern with the wet snow that there may be some power outages as well. Tomorrow morning, we'll still have some rain and snow. We'll slowly dry out, and sunny breaks will develop during the afternoon. It's still going to be chilly tomorrow. Sunday is the weekend pick, as temperatures will bounce back close to 60. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a rain and snow mix, changing to snow, heaviest away from the Canadian border, a low of 26 to 32. And for tomorrow, morning snow and rain, then some afternoon clearing, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a rain and snow mix changing to snow, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, early snow and rain, then some afternoon clearing, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a rain and snow mix changing to snow for most, lows in the low to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, morning snow and rain, then some afternoon clearing, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, a rain and snow mix changing to snow, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, morning snow and rain, then some afternoon clearing, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds, a chance of late showers, warmer with highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Monday partly sunny with highs in the 40s to low 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.